An aid group in Egypt has begun unloading supplies from a Libyan ship that initially tried to break through Israel's naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. Egypt's Red Crescent Society today began the process of unloading the estimated 2,000 tons of aid aboard the Amalthea, preparing it for transport to Gaza by land. The ship docked at Egypt's El Arish port late Wednesday local time. The Tripoli-based Gaddafi International Charity and Development Foundation had wanted the ship to take the supplies directly to Gaza. But officials said they docked at the Egyptian port to avoid a confrontation with the Israeli Navy. Activists on the ship said Israeli naval vessels repeatedly blocked their attempts to reach Gaza by sea. And the foundation's executive director, Yusuf Swanani, said the Israelis even threatened to take over the ship if it persisted in its attempts to break through the naval blockade. An Israeli spokesman denied an ultimatum had been given. Former VOA Middle East editor and now senior correspondent Meredith Buell joined us today to talk about the significance of this latest flotilla with aid for Gaza. Meredith, the Israeli response to this flotilla was quite different this time than before.
Well, Susan, I think that the response was calibrated to look at what the aid ship did. Now, this aid ship, of course, instead of in a confrontational style trying to break the blockade, decided to go over to Egypt and unload its humanitarian aid in Egypt, and then the Egyptian government promised to deliver that aid via land to the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. This is obviously in sharp contrast to the May 31st confrontation with the Turkish flagship that ended up with the deaths of nine Turkish citizens, where Israeli commandos actually boarded the ship out of the concern that the ship would, in fact, try to break the blockade. So this was a much more peaceful confrontation, if you will, and the aid will get delivered by the Egyptian government, and it avoided the pitfalls of the previous confrontation, which obviously turned violent and created an international outrage toward Israel.
I was going to mention, after that deadly Israeli raid, there was international outrage on a government level and also by ordinary citizens. And my editor out here has given me a story about an Israeli-bound flight being delayed for about 2 hours at an Athens international airport after protesters against the blockade of Gaza blocked check-in counters, according to the airport officials. How much effect has pressure on the big and the small levels had on Israel?
Well, I think it's had a big impact. Clearly, the international outrage, tens of thousands of people pouring into the streets, both in the Middle East and in Europe, the international condemnation, not by the United States, but by many other countries, of the Israeli decision to board the ship with commandos, clearly did have an impact on the Jewish state, most notably in the lifting of the land-based blockade of the Gaza Strip to some extent, in that Israel decided to allow many more goods into the Gaza Strip. Again, this blockade goes back to 2007, 2006, when Hamas took over the Gaza Strip and militants began firing rockets into Israel in an effort to keep arms from getting into the hands of militants in Gaza. Israel instituted this blockade, both at sea and at land. But because of the international pressure from the Obama administration and many other governments, Israel decided to ease the blockade, allow many more consumer-oriented goods into Gaza, but continuing the sea blockade and also, of course, the prohibition of any sort of arms or weapons going into the Gaza Strip.
You were saying there's a little bit of a change from a yes list and a no list?
That's right. Before, Israel had basically a list of what was allowed in, which was essentially a pretty limited list of some consumer goods. Now, the Israelis have a no list, which, of course, includes weapons or arms of any kind, but no longer has a yes list, meaning that anything else is now allowed to be imported into the Gaza Strip. And so this opens up a lot more consumer goods and other things that Gazans and anyone else would want for normal and regular daily life.
Is all this a signal that Israel may be heading to a major change in its Gaza policies? After all, some even in Israel are concerned that the blockade has not really worked to change Hamas.
Well, it is pretty clear that the flotilla incident in late May was a victory, at least a propaganda victory, for Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Israel, of course, was hoping that its blockade would weaken the support of the regular Palestinians in Gaza for Hamas and strengthen the support for the Fatah-backed Mahmoud Abbas, who, of course, is in control of the West Bank. It was very apparent to many analysts in Washington and around the world that this wasn't working, that Hamas Hamas wasn't significantly weakened by the blockade, and that this was very high on the international foreign policy radar screens in the Middle East, in Europe, and many governments were increasingly in their attitudes and policies much more negative toward Israel. I think most notably this was Turkey, in that Turkey was a strong ally of Israel, and this flotilla incident has severely strained relations.
VOA senior correspondent Meredith Buell speaking with us here in our Washington studios.